Chapter 11. War. Benjamin finished talking to Uncle Roscoe and walked upstairs to look at himself in the mirror. He noticed that his face was smooth now and he didn't need to shave anymore. Roscoe thought Benjamin should wear glasses and even a false moustache to make him look older. Benjamin tried this, but he didn't look older, he just looked ridiculous. Benjamin tried to explain this to Roscoe. "Look, son," Benjamin said. Roscoe became angry when he called him son, but today Benjamin didn't care. "Look, son, when I was a baby, my father thought I should shave my beard and dye my hair to look younger. And now you're doing the same thing to me, trying to make me look older. I hate these glasses and this moustache, and I won't wear them." Roscoe looked angry now. "Now you listen to me," he said. "While you are living in my house, you'll have to follow my rules." Benjamin tried to be strong. He was the father and Roscoe was the son, but he felt like a boy. He opened his mouth to speak, but he cried instead. "I hate you!" "You're impossible," shouted Roscoe in response. The year was 1915. Benjamin came downstairs early one morning and found Roscoe's newspaper. He read the headlines. "The Lusitania sinks. More than 1,000 killed. More than 100 Americans murdered." Benjamin was sure that the United States would join the war. He wanted to join the army, but the army required soldiers to be at least 16. And he didn't look older than 12. All he could do was read about the war in the newspapers. 2 years later, the United States entered World War I, and Benjamin was very happy. One day, there was a knock on the door, and the butler answered it. He brought Benjamin a large envelope from the army addressed to Brigadier General Benjamin Button. He read the letter happily. "The army needs you. Please report to your nearest barracks immediately." This was the most exciting news that Benjamin could remember, and he ran to a tailor in Baltimore. "Good morning, my good man," he said. "Can you please make me a uniform for the U.S. Army? I need it quickly." The tailor looked at him and laughed. "What? Do you want to play soldiers with your friends?" he asked. "Don't be so impertinent," replied Benjamin. "My name is Brigadier General Benjamin Button, and I will come to pick up my uniform next Monday." He threw $50 on the tailor's table. The tailor measured Benjamin, but he still thought it was a game. He didn't want to put a Brigadier General's insignia on it, but finally he agreed. A week later, Benjamin looked at himself in the mirror in his uniform and began to feel that he was a man again. He thought about asking Roscoe for permission to go, but then he remembered he was an officer and didn't need to ask. "Officers don't ask permission from their sons," he said to himself. He took a train to Camp Mosby in South Carolina. He would command an infantry brigade there, according to the letter. It was a hot day in April when Brigadier General Benjamin Button reached the train station. He took a taxi to the camp entrance. A soldier was standing by the gate. "Send a man to get my luggage," Benjamin ordered. The soldier laughed. "Hello, sonny," he said. "Where are you going in that general's uniform?" Benjamin didn't feel like a boy today. He was an officer, a hero of the Spanish-American War. "Stand to attention when you talk to a senior officer," he wanted to say. But his voice broke, and although he tried to roar like a lion, he sounded more like a mouse. The soldier suddenly jumped to attention and saluted. Benjamin saluted back and smiled. He was still a man. Then he noticed that the soldier was not looking at him, but behind him. Brigadier General Benjamin Button turned around and saw a colonel sitting on his horse. He now understood that the soldier was saluting the colonel, not him. "Colonel," called Benjamin. The colonel looked down at Benjamin and smiled. "Where is your daddy?" he asked kindly. "Soon I'll show you where my daddy is," answered Benjamin. "Get down off that horse." The colonel laughed, and Benjamin was furious. "Here," he shouted, "read this." And he gave his army letter to the colonel. He read it and was shocked. "Where did you find this?" he asked, and put the document into his pocket. "I got it from the government," Benjamin answered. "Then come with me, please, Brigadier General," said the colonel, and winked at the soldier. 2 days later, Roscoe arrived from Baltimore, hot and angry. "I've come to take you home," he told Benjamin. "The colonel called me. Do you understand how serious this is?" Benjamin was crying. "Yes, uncle," he replied, and followed Roscoe out of the army base.